Hello and welcome to GPTV on Tuesday the 3rd of October, the Collingwood Grand Final winning edition. My name is Philip Kingston.
I'm Gary Peel. I don't think we can name it that, Philip.
Oh, come on, Gary. Let's get behind the Victorian team that won, even if it is no teeth Collingwood.
You know, you're a Melbourne supporter. I'm a Carlton supporter. Who's your biggest rival in football?
Well, without question, it's Collingwood. But
as is mine. So,
but no, ultimately,
I can't love them. Sorry.
Come on. I'm not asking you to love them, Gary. I'm just asking you to acknowledge that they won the grand final. And in Melbourne, you got to get behind the winner.
I've got a mate that barracks for two teams. Barracks for Carlton and Collingwood. Is that normal?
No,
that's
not.
It's off, isn't it?
No.
I don't know if anybody else knows anyone barracks. I mean, you can have a second team, right? But you can't have like Melbourne Collingwood or Carlton Collingwood. It's not right.
No, it's like putting $20 on red and black, right?
And zero will get you every time that happens, Phil. You can't do that. And look, I've got to say that I'm disturbed about this person. I'm spending a lot of time with them to try to get them to see the light and come across the Carlton, but it's hard now that Collingwood's won. So look, well done.
At the risk of insulting your friend, and therefore you, because if he's your friend, then
guilty by association.
Well, possibly, but I think it's a character flaw.
Yeah,
because
I say that too.
What Melburnian, first of all, this, you don't barrack for two teams. There's just no
it's
such
just
thing.
Done.
And
not
secondly,
done.
You don't switch clubs.
No.
So
mind you, I did switch clubs.
Did you?
Yeah, but I was 6 years old, you know.
Who was your first
club? I was
club?
A Richmond supporter. My mother said, Gatti, barrack for Carlton. Who was I to argue with?
Well, that's true. That's
so
true.
So you've got to do. So she led me down the path. Of
so
the
it, wasn't that, it wasn't that you made your own choice. This
no.
was forced upon you
by
your dear mother,
who was forthright, and she was a
whirlwind of energy.
Well, and she was a blue bagger through and through. I don't think she ever went to footy or even knew what a football was.
No, but I would imagine in her early formative years in Austria, she used to listen to shortwave radio
to listen to
what was happening at the G. Oh,
of course, she loved it. Could never miss a game over there on shortwave, you know, on those crystal radios in Austria. Yeah, for sure, Phil. You got it right. Look, well done to Collingwood. It was they were on top all year. They kind of deserved it, but, you know, it's hard to love you, Collingwood, unless you're a Collingwood supporter. But all those euphoric Collingwood supporters, good luck to you. I only ever went to one grand final, by the way, and it was the replay between St Kilda and Collingwood that year. I don't know if you remember, there was a draw, and then they won the next year. And I went as a St Kilda supporter, which was already off. But anyway, and Collingwood, euphoric Collingwood, I've seen it once, I've seen it twice. It's enough. We need Carlton back there, and you can maybe get to Perth to go and see Melbourne win next time they play there.
Yeah.
Phil, let's talk a bit about the property market, because there is some stuff to talk about.
Even though Melbourne really did grind to a halt, the auction numbers plummeted from, 1,000 to probably sub 100.
80 or something like
that.
So there's no clear. I mean, we had no auctions at all, Phil.
Nothing. You know nothing. What? We took the advantage of a long weekend, Gary. Whilst our properties were open for inspection, our auctioneers were resting their voice boxes, their larynxes, their, whatever complicated things are happening down their throats. And they're getting ready for a massive weekend this weekend, which we will talk more about later.
It is what it is. Do you like that saying?
Yeah.
I hate that saying.
Yeah.
You know, some people, like when people say it is what it is, that saying, it means that you can go and get stuff.
You know what?
I reckon it means if someone says to me, it is what it is, I hear, go and get stuff.
I was lucky enough to be in New York a few years ago, Gary, and I went to one of the famous theatres in one part of New York, of somewhere in the West.
Yeah,
West. And
It'll
come to me in a moment.
Fantastic. Is that
western side of the park, maybe.
Yes. Is that age now?
And
you're going to see more of this as you watch the show.
Jerry Seinfeld had a 10-minute skit on why he thought it is what it is to be the most ridiculous saying. Google the YouTube
Seinfeld,
clip of Seinfeld. It is what it is,
it's
and
an
you're
insult.
Well.
And
it's nonsensical.
A stupid line.
Yeah.
People use that, and then of course there's people at the office who I say, look, what's happening with this, and they say it's under control.
Yeah.
And that's another way of saying
that's a red flag.
That's another way of saying get stuff. So if anyone says to you, it is what it is, it's under control, or it's all good, they are saying, get stuffed.
Mind your own business.
Yeah, mind your own business, get stuffed. You've got no right to know. You're annoying me. I don't want to tell you. I don't like you. I never want to see you again. And I hope that you're a Collingwood supporter and they lose by 1 point next year. Anyway, that's what I hear, Phil. Property prices going up everywhere. It's on the news again, Phil. And,
well,
isn't it funny how real estate, it's like the footy cycle, is that it's seasonal. And when you get to spring, everybody wants to talk about real estate. The footy's over. There's a bit of a boredom between footy and cricket. You know, there's that lull when nothing much happens.
Yep.
You've got the racing, of course, which some people are partial to, including myself. But, Phil, then real estate becomes like the sport. And, of course, they're talking now about property prices have gone up and never been less affordable. I mean, in one sense, you celebrate that for the people who got property, but you feel for people trying to get in, Phil, because it has gone up a lot.
So it's amazing, though, isn't it, how quickly it goes from a seller's market to a buyer's market to a seller's market to a buyer's market. You know, you think to yourself when the property prices are on the down, which they were, you know, doom is in the air and gloom and doom. Everybody's just, you know, it's the death of the property market. Yep. And then, boom. There's a report saying property prices are going up again.
You called this because you said a little while ago. When it bounces back, these are the things that will bounce back the hardest and the quickest. And as much as it pains me to say it, you were right. I don't like saying that.
You know what,
Gary?
I don't often do it. No, you don't often do it. Maybe just a blanket. Philip is generally right.
No, I'm not going blanket. Just go blanket. No, you know what? It is what it is, as I say, Phil. It is what it is. I did get to meet with our viewer, John, and his delightful partner, Fran. I did get to meet with them.
Oh, Phil. Great. Did you catch up for a lunch or a coffee?
I caught up for a bit of a coffee in the office.
Yep.
And, you know, brought us a lot. And it's amazing how things happen, isn't it? Because we do this little stupid video, you know, thing show or whatever it is, whatever you would call it. You know, some people call it a program, some people call it nonsense.
We're referring to GPTV
aren't
we?
Yep. And he's picked it up from the other end of the world. And I said to him, how did you ever get onto GPTV? Like, what bad direction in
what
life?
Motivated you?
What bad directional path did
what
you
have? What was his answer, Gary? Path?
And he said, look, I'm a tech person. He works in property, you know, real estate, but not as a real estate agent. And he's a poet, Phil. He writes beautiful poetry. He's not really a poet, but he
does write. He's the Gary Peer Poet Laureate. What is it?
Poet Laureate of Gary
Laureate?
Peer. He is. And he wrote a whole poem. I'm not going to read it. I'll just read it, you know, just because we met. And he writes, whatever happens, he writes about it. So he said, the name on the door. He said, what a great treat to meet and greet with the man whose name is on the door. I saw the shirt cuffs. Boy, they're not discreet. Philip hasn't yet won the war. So that was one of the
He's
paragraphs.
A man that He's pays careful attention
he
to what
does.
We
do.
The
He's
ranting and raving that goes on in the show. This John, gentleman, he's picking up the gold.
Oh, exactly can, right. I've offered him a position, Phil, as the CEO of the company.
Can we focus now on what's happening in the property market?
Okay, I'm glad you brought me back. Yeah, well, it is what it is, Phil. Yeah. It is what it is. Let's talk a little bit about what's happening. No auctions on the weekend, no towers, no boats. But boy, we had a big boast last week, didn't we?
We did, we did. You want to refer to last week's towers,
yeah,
do you?
Put the towers. Get last week's towers. Yeah. Put them up again. Why not let's celebrate again? Because I don't know if we're going to be celebrating that sort of result again, Phil, but...
25 out of 25, 100% clearance rate just for the viewers who weren't paying attention.
And Phil, it's always beautiful when you know, a new person in the office makes their first sale. So regards.
Yep.
And shout out to Romy, who is a wonderful lady who's working together with Arlene and Daniel and made her first sale.
A wonderful lady, Gary. Yeah. She's a wonderful young woman. A lady.
Don't think she's ladylike, Philip? Well, you're saying she's not a lady? Doesn't deserve the title?
I'm not sure she is a lady, but she is an up-and-coming young woman that is doing some amazing things. So it was a bit of a shout-out to the young guns of the business because not only did Romy have her first sale, but the week before Kane Nissenbaum had his first sale.
It's good, isn't it?
So it's lovely to see the youth coming through the system, Gary, with the energy and enthusiasm that only young people have got, Gary.
What was your first sale?
Oh, my first sale. I think it might have been in Westbury Street in St Kilda, Gary.
You know, my first sale, I remember, was at 30 Balaclava Road. It was an apartment that was sold for $32,000. Fortune at the time. Someone was crazy enough to pay that. Right next to the Masada Hospital, Philip. Still love that block. We sell them there every now and then. That was my first sale. And I remember Simon Gomolinski, the sales agent, the legend of the 1980s, 70s and 80s. I used to call him Dollars Gomolinski. He went and gave me that listing. Said, go work on that. I did and I sold it. And you never forget your first sale.
Nah.
Anyway, it is what it is. That's it. Let's just move on.
Phil, how many auctions this weekend, Gary?
We've got them everywhere, Philip. We've got about 20 auctions coming up this weekend. We
20, not 20.
Yeah,
20. There's a T in there. 20. It's 20. It's not TWENNIE. It's 20.
Have you been to the Melbourne show lately?
What's 20 got to do with the Melbourne show?
Because, you know, I think we should go to the show next year, maybe.
What, do GBTV live from the showgrounds?
I like the show. My daughter and her partner went to the show.
Yep.
They like the show.
Lovely, lovely.
I reckon we should go there.
Okay. Anyway, all right. Let's talk about the auctions, Gary. Let's jump into it. What have we got? What's first up?
We've got Oakton Road. Phil, we're not waiting for the weekends. We've got Oakton Road.
Yeah,
we've got to get to Oakton Road. And the Silent H.
It's actually Hopeton Street, yep. Elstonwick, and this is number 18. What an amazing property this is. It's got a three-street frontage, Gary. So as a parcel of land, it's got massive potential. But it's an actually beautiful brick, clinker brick home, period features, beautiful floor plan, three bedrooms, one bathroom. One and a half bathrooms, a study. That's a great property, walking distance to Halston Park and Glen Huntly Road.
And on the corner of Halston, Oakton Road, and Glen Huntly Road, you've got Miller's, the pizza place, and you've got Danny's with the Middle Eastern food there, Phil.
Good.
Anyway, that's going to be Wednesday Twilight Auction. Lots of Twilight Auction happening.
Starting to happen, Gary, 100%.
Lots of Twilight Auctions listed. We love the Twilight, so we'll look forward to seeing you there. Phil, we've got four of them on Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m. We're going to kick off with Inkerman Street in Balaclava this time. Mark Kirkham has been handling this. Jeremy Rosen's auctions it.
Gary, a very affordable apartment, two bedrooms, one bathroom, one car space, walking distance to everywhere you want to be. And I love those orange brick 60s buildings.
Phil, if you want to get ahead in the world of real estate, then you should go down to Head Street in Baldwin.
Well, I'll be heading that way, Gary, without question. This is a really unique property because it's an attached home in excellent but original condition, but it sits on 669 square metres of land. So this is a perfect property for redevelopment, subject to council approval, of course, but really interesting real estate.
And for those who love Skyhooks, you would remember the song Baldwin Calling, Phil, and Baldwin calls you at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday morning, Phil. While that's happening, I'm going to be hopping over to Kangaroo Road, Phil, to see Graham Callan selling number 28, Kangaroo Road is the auctioneer for it.
Gary, what an amazing property. Graham's got a wonderful opportunity there because it's 684 square metres of land. It's also a corner site, so you've got a beautiful house, you've got a redevelopment proposition subject to council approval, of course, and it's on the corner, Gary, of Thaxted Road. Now, this is an interesting, it's T-H-A-X-T-E-D, so you would have said Thaxted, wouldn't
Thaxted,
you? But it's Thaxted.
Is it?
I believe so.
Okay. You don't know for sure.
Anyway, that's four bedrooms, two bathrooms, off-street car parking for a number of cars, but that really is a great opportunity.
I say Thaxted. It is what it is. Let's move on to Avoca Street, Phil. In Caulfield South this time, Simon Radonic's auctioning this for Daniel Pierre, great apartment.
Gary, I'm pretty sure that the 4 at 27 Avoca Street is not Caulfield South, but it would be South Yarra.
South.
You did. And South
Starting to happen to me too, Phil.
South Yarra, what an incredible suburb. You're walking distance to Toorak Road. You could even walk to the MCG. You've got the Botanic Gardens as well. This is the most magnificent two-bedroom, one-bathroom, one-car space apartment, and in one of South Yarra's premier streets, not Caulfield South's premier streets.
Double auction action, Philip, at 11:30. You're going to be fine if you go down to Vine Street, Carnegie, and bid for this property. Jack Slater and Leo Samuels, the auctioneer.
Gary, three bedrooms, two bathrooms, a lock-up garage, beautiful property throughout, courtyard garden areas, what's not to love?
Phil, after the St Kilda Market down just near Luna Park there in the Veg Out St Kilda Market, which is on the first Saturday of every month, I'll be hopping over to the auction in Montgomery Street in Brighton East and meeting Vanessa McGlynn there.
Gary, great opportunity there. This is a magnificent property with two bedrooms, one and a half bathrooms, plenty of car parking, a lock-up garage, beautiful inside and gorgeous courtyard garden area. Check that out.
I'm looking forward to checking it out, Philip. A Poplar property is the one in Poplar Grove, Phil, not that one in your hand there because that one's been shifted, but Poplar Grove is going to be at 12:30, Graham Callan auctions this terrific property, one of three 12:30 auctions.
One bedroom, one bathroom, one car space.
Wilson Street in Bentleyville has been popular. It's not surprised. It's a good property, good address. And Jan Dosen handles this terrific property.
581 square metres of land, Gary, with a really good three or four bedroom family home, two bathrooms, off-street car parking. That's a really good opportunity because you get a house, you get land, you get a location.
One of the premier streets of Elstonwick, Phillip, is Downshire Road or Downshire Road. What would you like to call it?
Downshire.
Okay. Downshire Road, number 41, is going off at 12:30. Jeremy Rosens is the auctioneer.
Gary, this is a stunning home, even though you've butchered, you butcher the English on this show, don't you?
Yeah, love
Three
it.
Bedrooms, one bathroom, one car space, and Downshire is one of the greatest addresses you could have in Elsternwick.
Or in the world, Phil. In fact, 1:30, we've only got one auction happening. Phil, you're the auctioneer, and you're going to be down in the fair shores of Brighton, Phil. You can come in on your boat and hop off and go down to Huntley Street and enjoy auctioning that for Jeremy Rose.
Gary, this property is completely stunning. Absolutely looks like it's just jumped out of an interior design magazine. Four bedrooms, 2.5 bathrooms, off-street car parking, everything that opens and shuts. It is absolutely stunning. I'm looking forward to going to that auction.
Double auction action at 2:30, Philip, in Gerald Street, Murrumbina, is one of the auctions that Leo Samuel is handling and selling.
Didn't butcher the name Gerald, because viewers, you might not know, but Gary, his real name is Gerald. So
it is not Gerald.
It's Gerald Appiah, but you changed it to Gary when you were a little child.
I never did.
You were Gerald.
No, you call me Gerald. I don't know why you call me Gerald, but I wouldn't have minded being called Gerald. I don't mind Gerald as a name.
Anyway, Gerald, 3 at 24 Gerald Street, Murrumbina. There's two bedrooms, one bathroom, a double lock-up garage, outdoor entertaining area. That's a really good home.
Could just as easily have had my name. It's as likely to be Clarence as it is Gerald, Phil. And at Clarence Street, there is an auction at 2:30 p.m. with Nikki Janover as the handling agent.
Love Clarence Street. One bedroom, one bathroom, one car space. A beautiful property throughout.
David Thompson is closing, bringing down the curtain on a busy Saturday, Philip, in Rosella Street, Murrumbina.
Gary, another good property with a really good kitchen, meals area, balcony, living dining room, and that is one bedroom, one bathroom, one car space.
Phil, you can have Sunday off, and you will have Sunday off, but I'm going to go out and go to work, Philip, but I'm starting off at 10:30 at 106 Creon Road, Crawford North, a great-looking property.
Gary, it is a great-looking property. Three bedrooms, one bathroom, off-street car parking for two cars. Pretty as a picture, both inside and out.
Simon Radonlich auctions at also 10:30 a.m. at 1 at 5, Duke Street, Caulfield South.
Two bedrooms, one bathroom, wonderful courtyard garden, an extra spacious apartment.
Phil, I'm going to be in Hotham Street at 11:30. That is 301 at 160 Hotham Street, St Kilda East.
Gary, an amazing apartment. Two bedrooms, two bathrooms and car parking for two cars. Stunning wraparound terrace balcony. That is a real feature of that property.
12:30, Philip, we're going to be in Hawthorne Road. This time, Leo Samuel meets Daniel Peer. He's a busy boy on Sunday, Daniel. He's got three auctions. Leo's auctioning this one for him just up the road in Hawthorne Road.
Two bedrooms and a study, two bathrooms, basement secure parking. That's right in the heart of the Caulfield Junction Shopping Centre.
Phil, three more properties to review. We are going to talk about one of those is 515 Creon Road in Garden Vale. The details are on the screen there. Four bedrooms, two bathrooms, plenty of parking undercover. And Phil, just in a great position around the corner from Martin Street. Looking forward to that one. I know that Daniel and Arlene have been enjoying working on it, or have enjoyed working on it. Phil, I want to talk about Armidale Street in Armidale. A lot of people came to this home on the weekend. There's a little bit of an interesting property. I'm not surprised. This is a great buy.
Gary, first of all, the address is incredible and you're walking distance to everything on your doorstep. Malvern Central, trams, trains, High Street, Glenferry Road. Who wouldn't want to live there? And of course, Armidale, a tiny little suburb where everything is on your doorstep.
Absolutely, Philip. We are going to close off this particular edition with the property in King Street being auctioned by Kingston. This is number 1 at 16 King Street, Elsternwick.
Gary, what a fabulous property. Four bedrooms, 2.5 bathrooms, a lock-up garage. You're walking distance to Halston Park. You're walking distance to Glen Huntley Road. It is in original but fabulous condition, which means somebody can move straight into it. You've got the best spaces, the kitchen meals family room, the living dining room. That is a really good property.
It is a good property. I've kept myself free to come and join you at that auction.
Oh, excellent, Gary. It'd be so lovely to have you.
Yeah, check you out.
Wear something lovely. Wear something smart, won't you?
I'll smell good and everything for you, Phil. Don't worry about that. I'm going to come along and see you, check you out, keep you honest. Phil, that is a big wrap on this week's GPTV October edition. We are in October. Busy time now, right through to the end of the year.
Bit of a countdown, Gary. I think we've got 10 auction weekends left because you've got to take the long weekend for the cup weekend out of that. There won't be a lot of activity in Melbourne. We will go through to the third weekend of December this year because the calendar is quite kind to us this year. Three auction weekends, but we're already starting to book auctions in for February and March in 2024. Yeah. Can you believe it? 2024.
We've got quite a bit going on already for that year, Phil. A lot of vendors are saying, look, maybe we'll sell it now or next year, put it on your books. So we've got quite a few of those properties, Phil. So if you're wanting to sell next year, it's not too early to be speaking to
us. It's not.
That's a big wrap on this week's GPTV edition. I'm Gary Pearce.
I'm Philip Kingston. Have a fabulous week and thanks for watching.